We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yigimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning the end of the second line from the top. So Gemara before said a few different drashas of David Dava, Mimsay Cheftzicha. So Bishlam Kulachi, we understand all the drashas. They have to talk only Shabbos Dikah stuff, only do Shabbos Dikah stuff on Shabbos. But Elo Shlai Yiluchak Shabbos, Luchak Zachor, what Mahi? What does that mean? That you're walking on Shabbos, you're different than walking in the weekday. What does that mean? So the Gemara, Kiha, Dama Rav, Huna, Amar Rav. Someone's walking on Shabbos and he gets to a little brook or a little puddle. If it's such a small puddle that he could put one foot down and the other foot is still down, in the same place before the puddle, in front of the puddle, he could basically spread his feet over the puddle and be on the ground. Then it's not so big, then it's mutter. It's even to jump over here. Because it's a small jump, that's mutter. But in Lav, it's more than that. Also, you can't take a major jump on Shabbos, because that's also to do on Shabbos. That's the Gemara thinks right now. Great, the Gemara, Maskel of Rav, I don't understand. Hey, Chilev, what do you want him to do when there's a puddle? Lokif, he should walk around it. Kabafis Beluch, he's working extra. That's Tircha on Shabbos. Lever, let him walk right through it. Zimun Tasva Mane, Mayav Asta Eschita. His clothing will get wet, and a cup to Eschita. Ella Baha. Here, in this case, since it's not Efsher for him to do anything, he let her walk through it. It's better if he walks through it than, he let her jump over it. It's better to jump over it than either to walk through it and get wet, or to walk around, there's too much tircha. See, there you let her jump over it. That's not what it means, that the luchos of Shabbos, the luchos of Chol, you let her jump over it. Ella, what does it mean? Is a person allowed to take a big steps on Shabbos? Basically, it means like running or taking very big steps on Shabbos. Is that mutter? So Amalei answered him, it's not mutter in the weekday either. Shani Oimer, Psiya Gasa tells Echa Mechmesh Meis Marin of Shadam. It says that if you run too fast, you jump too fast, you walk too fast, even the weekday, you lose 1/500 of your eyesight. And the only way to get it back is, like Rashi says, is from Kiddush Friday night. Some people had a minute to put the wine in the Kiddush in the eyes. And they say the Avdala Minig does not come from that. But in any case, the halacha is, even the weekday, not halacha, but it's not a good idea even the weekday to walk big steps, because it could cause some menacing your eyesight. And Tosfos speaks out that it's not pshat if you, if you say 500, if you take 500 steps, you're going to lose all your eyesight. Because either it goes proportionally, and therefore you will never lose your eyesight, or it's only the first step that you lose your eyesight, because that's your goof is surprised, you think it's a big step. That's when you lose your eyesight. But in any case, it's saying even in the chayil, it's not a good idea. So the Gemara says, but the Gemara is trying to say, but Lamaisa, Akapanam Lamaisa, is you see from here that the Psiya Gasa is not a good idea, but on Shabbos, it's even more. Shabbos even becomes an Isser. In the weekday, it's not a good idea, but on Shabbos, it even becomes an Isser, and it's Taka Paschal and Shulchan Aruch like this. If you look at Shin Aleph and Sif Gimel, it's Taka, it says you should not take big steps, you should not run on Shabbos. It says if you enjoy it, then it's a different story. If you enjoy running, it could be that's a different story. Like says Vachurim, it says in Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph, Ein Loritz B'Shabbos, you should not run on Shabbos, I'm a kinu l'dvar mitzvah, kinu l'bezik neskos yitzvah, only for the shul. And Rashi says why, not the Rashi, Mr. Brewer says why. But usually you run after your job. But af bechoil in l'vserb siya gasa. He says even the weekday. Ella the b'shabbos ikanami is surah m'shamas derechecha. In the weekday it's not a good idea, but on Shabbos it's an iser. But the next halach on Shin Alef Sif Beis says bachurim ames angem bekvitzos and ritzos and bachurim who love running. Young children mutter. It's an alef for basic testament mutter. If you're a type of guy who loves running, then it could be it is mutter. Zok the Gemara vayta. So that's Psiya Gas and that's Pshat and Hiluchah Shachal should not be on Shabbos Hiluchah Shachal. Look the Maravaiter. Bayim there, Rabbi Ram Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, Ma'u Lechel Adam Shabbos. You're allowed to eat dirt on Shabbos. The mutter to eat dirt in the weekday? Because the Gemara Shaila is that some of the dirt had some medicinal properties and you could use it for medicine. And the question was, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos the problem of Rafua? So he says, what about the Chayil is the mutter? It's something that could hurt you, and therefore even the weekday you shouldn't eat it. But Lamaisa was saying on Shabbos coming out of Avada and it's Asra, it's Medina, and the weekday it's not a good idea because it caused you to get sick. Anyone who eats from the earth of Babel, he ate from the flesh of his fathers, because a lot of people were killed there in Babel, And if he eats from that, it's ke'ilu he ate from the flesh of his fathers. Some say it's ke'ilu echosh kotzer masim. Why? Because by the mabel d'chsev, ayimach es kol ha'ikum. Because this, that, the oichom v'sar v'yisa was like the golas bavel. But the kotzer masim is from the times of the mabel. Amra shlokish, lomenik rishmon, shinar, shekol meisei mabel n'rishom. All the meisei mabel rolled over there. Why is Baba called Matsula? She called Mesi Mavel and Stal Hashem was lower, so everyone floated down to the bottom there. Hashem. Yes, Aimrim, Kilu Eichel, Shkotzen Viramasim. We just said that some people say it's like Ilu Eich Shkotzen Viramasim, eat the dirt of Baba. By now, there's nothing left. It's not a problem. You're not eating bugs after all these years, after the Mabel. So, tomorrow, Amri, Kim the Malki, since it's not healthy, Gozer Rabbana, Roman Exera. Because it's not healthy. What was the not healthy part of it? There's a different way. Xeri says Shkotzer and Masim. Even though it's not really a chance eating Shkotzer and Masim, but they made the Xeri because it's not healthy. There was a story that wasn't healthy. The Hu Gabra, the Ochel Gagishta, there's a prison person who ate a clump of dirt. The Ochel Tachle, and then he ate cress seeds. The Kotle Tachle, and it grew in his stomach, Belibe, on his heart, or miss, and he died. Therefore, it's dangerous. Once for wear clothing, we're going to talk about more about clothing. It says by Rus, that Nomi told Rus, get dressed in your finest and go down to Boaz's field. It says, "Verchatzta v'sachta v'samta v'samasayach." Put on your clothing. Omer Rav Elazar, "Ilu begadim zol Shabbos." These begadim were the big day of Shabbos. These special samasayach were because obviously he didn't say wear clothing. Of course you wear clothing. The special clothing you wore. What was that? Begadim zol Shabbos. It says in the pasuk of Mishnah, "Tein l'chacham v'yechem moed." Give a chacham some information and he makes him even smarter. He'll take it even further. What's an example? I have two things. This is referring to Rus and Shmuel, who both did something that showed they were Chacham. Rus, Nami told her, get dressed and then go down to the garden. But she didn't do exactly that. She went down to the garden. She went down to the garden. Afterwards, she did everything that Nami told her to do. She got dressed only in the field. And what's the pshat? So Rashi explains, she was smart. Don't get dressed all papitzed before you go down. After you got down, she got dressed. So people shouldn't think she's a zayna. What's Shmuel's story? Shmuel had a story. Shmuel was living in the Mishkan with Eli, and he heard a voice in the middle of the night. He jumped out of bed. He runs to Eli. What do you want? Eli said, I didn't call you. And then it happened again and again. I didn't call you. So Eli said, it might be, it's a nevuah. It's Hashem talking to you. So next time you wake up, say, Daber Hashem. That's what you say. So Eli Kamala, Shachav, go back to sleep. If someone calls you, I'm listening. When Hashem came, he didn't say Daber Hashem. Why didn't he say Daber Hashem? Rashi explains because he wasn't 100% sure it's a Nevuah. Maybe it's a Malach, maybe it's something else. He didn't want to say Hashem's name for nothing. Therefore, he was smart. He just said Daber. He just said Daber, not Daber Hashem. And he gathered in the field. She didn't go into the field until she saw that there were people who were royal for her to hang out with. Good, fine people. That's why she went back and forth until she found someone to go with, together with other people to pick to the leket, the extra tour that fell down. Who is this Naira? He asked the Kurtzim, who's Naira hanging around the field? Is Dark's voice to ask? Well, who cares? It's an old Aniyim. You have to ask about a Naira? He saw something special about her, unique, something smart about her. She only picked when there was two Shabalim, two kernels. Three kernels she didn't pick. She knew Hilchas Leket. Leket's only if it's two. Three rays not Leket anymore. A lot of the Aniyim, Amaratzim, didn't know that. She knew that. So she saw she was a special Isha Chachma. He saw that she was very tzenua. The stuff that were still attached to the ground, the standing wheat, she picked it while she was standing. And knife lois, if it was on the floor, she didn't bend down. Meyusha, she sat down and picked it up. Much more tzenua. So she was special tzenius. That's what she asked about her. Bayaz tells her, stick around my workers. Loshen sidvikun is a loshen of ishus. Why do you use shaloshen? Chidak is a boy is ladabik and anoshen. Why do you use shaloshen? Is it derech dabik and anoshen? Rav Elazar, he was giving her a remes. Given the chaz of tishgah, since he saw she became a geyeris and she stuck with her shviger Naomi, and Orpah did not stick with her. He said, she is mutlavi bakal. There's no problem. Only my avis be Israel. Only my avi, not my avis. She is a my avi. A female my avi is mutter to come into the kal. That's what those remes was of Dibuk. When it came to the eating, he said to her, come here. See the Malchus by Stav Alotzimcha. One day Malchus will come out of you. The Chsiv Bei Halayim says the Halayim. She never says the Pasuk. We have a Malchus Dava Yishuv Nei Hashem. Yemer Mi Anoichi Hashem Lekem. Who am I? Mi Beisi. What's my house? Ki Avina Halayim. Avisani Halayim. You brought me till here. To see Alotzim Halayim by Malchus by Stav. A Rema is that Malchus by Stav will come out of Rus. Says in the Pasuk. With Valta Pita Vachayim. She's dip your bread into vinegar. I'm Alotzim. I count Shachayim Itzav Al Shavar. It's very hot then, and you see from here that vinegar is good for heat. One day it'll be a son that'll be one of your enikloch shemaisiv kashim chaimitz, that the mice will be terrible like chaimitz. So monu menashe, that was the remez of your chaimitz, and menashe, mashe was big rasha, that's what'll come out of you one day. She sat on one side of kachim and he sat on the other side of kachim, and not in between. There was a whole set of kachim between them too. One day Malchus Beis Dava will be split up with Yeravan and Rechavam. Will be split up. That was the remez for that. And Vatoysar Atispa says the pasuk that she ate and she left over and she got full. What's the three Lashonis? Amar Laza. Vatoychal made David. That's the Isher in the times of David. All of these Lashonis are Lashonis of Ashiris, Lashon of plentiful. May David, there'll be a major plentiful matzah. Vatoychal, Vatispa, May Shlema, Vatoysar, May Chiskia. Vigadar, may some say like this. Vatoychal, May David, May Shlema, Vatispa, May Chiskia, Vatoysar, May Rebbe, in times of Rebbe. Don't matter. Aharure, the Rebbe, the stable boy of Rebbe, Ava Osir Meshvei Malka, was richer than the ruler, the minister of the area. Once we dash the pasuk kvoide the gavi clothing, we dash another thing about kvoide. It says in the pasuk by Yeshaya, we're talking about the mapolos sancheiriv, the army of sancheiriv. It says v'tachas kvoide yikod yikod kiyokod esh. There'll be a fire under the kvoide. What does that mean? Three pshatim. Om Rabbi Yechon v'tachas kvoide. Kvoide means the clothing. V'loy kvoide mamish means Rabbi Yechon said that under the clothing, it got burnt. It means the whole guf, but the clothing itself did not get burnt. The gufim got burnt up from a fire. That the whole army of Sancheiriv, this nace was on Pesach night, and the whole army disappeared because they all got burnt under the clothing. Like kvayde mamish, but not the clothing itself. The Rav Yechon Karle mani mechavodaisa. He calls it covered. Takas kvayde means under the covered, under the clothing, they got burnt up. Rav Lezo Emir, no, but takas kvoidoi, kvoidoi means that guf, and takas means instead. But instead of the guf, you know what was left? Eish. But takas kvoidoi mamash. Takas that guf was eish. Rashbun Rachmeni, but takas kvoidoi means that kvoidoi is the, calling the kvoidoi is the guf, and takas kvoidoi doesn't mean instead, it means under the guf, which means only the neshama got burnt. Because shreifas mnei arin, ma'ala halon shreifas neshama guf kayim, af kam by sacher vosa shreifas neshama, the neshama got burnt, the gufai kayim, and the guf was kayim. One more memra, amar of achav avar of yechanan, menayin l'shinu v'gadim atayri. How do you know that it's derech kovet to change your clothing? We said change for Shabbos. What is such an idea of changing clothing for kovet? Shenemat says that when you bring out the deshen, the ashes from top of the and you go out chutz l'machan, they have a pasha that's v'gadim 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 v'gadim, put on different v'gadim. Matanah b'rei v'shma, what's pshat? Limcha tera derech eres. V'gadim shabish b'makdera, the clothing you wear to cook the food, l'rabbi, ayimzog b'em kais, don't serve the food, l'rabbi. So it means the clothing you use to bring out the dashan, don't use the same clothing to be makrif kabbonis. And that teaches us there's a special Indian of shinu begadim, which is derech kovet of pnei hamakim, and same thing, the kovet Shabbos is supposed to change clothing into din medivrei neviim, oinig Shabbos, to change your clothing and to me'anig as a Shabbos.